This week on the Discovery Network, Professional Emails, we're taking a deep dive into cyberspace to analyze the communication methods used by everyday working people. We will now outline some common examples.
Hi, Chantal. Hope you are well. Looking forward to our meeting at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is currently 10:58 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I have still yet to receive the Zoom link. Please send it at your earliest convenience. Best regards, Sally.
Versus what you actually want to say.
Chantal, where is the Zoom link? Our meeting is in 2 minutes. Please send it ASAP. Sent from my iPhone.
Example 2.
Dear Michael, hope you are well. Thank you so much for taking the time to meet with us on Tuesday. Unfortunately, we had many strong applicants, and we won't be able to proceed further with your application. Thank you so much for your interest. Please don't hesitate to reach out if you need anything in the future. Best regards, Jim.
Versus...
Michael, you didn't get the job. We already gave it to the CEO's nephew. Best regards, Deloitte. Sent from my iPhone.
Example 3.
Dear Courtney, hope you are well. Thank you so much for sending the budget file in such a timely manner. I seem to be having difficulties opening the file. It appears to be corrupt. Would you be able to fix the file and resend it at your earliest convenience? Best regards, Kim.
Versus...
Courtney, the file you sent me is broken. Figure this out. I need it now. Stupid idiot, Kim. Sent from my iPhone.
Example 4.
Hi, Maurice. Hope you are well. I'm a really big fan of your book, The Will to Live, and I'm an alumni of Eastern University where I've heard really great things about your class. If you could find some time in your busy schedule, I would love to pick your brain about your career and how you got to where you are. Please let me know your availability for this week. Best regards, Tiffany.
Versus...
Hi, Maurice. I have no desire to hear you talk about yourself for 20 minutes. This is the 18th networking session I've done in the past 4 days. Please give me a job. Tiffany, send for my iPhone.
Example 5.
Hi, Bob. Hope you are well. I submitted my time card last week and still have yet to receive payment. Please let me know if there is anything wrong with the time card or if you need anything else from my end. Thank you. Best regards, Paul.
Versus...
Hi, Bob. You're a week late on payment. There is nothing wrong with my time card. This is ridiculous. I need to pay my Visa bill. Please send money by end of day. Paul, send for my iPhone.
Thank you for tuning in to the Discovery Network. This has been Emails in Real Life. Tune in next week to find out what customer service employees really think about you.
Do you have trouble understanding your girl? Well, keeping on the theme of translation, boy, do we have a product for you. The Double X Translator will help you keep up with your woman. The Double X Translator is portable and easy to use. All you gotta do is type in a phrase or a word that your girlfriend has said to you and it will translate it into what she actually means. Meet Bill. He's horribly lost and needs some relationship help.
The other day, my girlfriend said, "I'm fine." And it left me puzzled because she didn't really seem fine. Better check my Double X Translator.
"I'm not fine."
Just as I suspected. What about when my girlfriend said, "I don't care where we eat"? Did she really mean that?
"I want you to list off a bunch of places until I find one that I like."
Makes sense. My girlfriend's not that easygoing. One time we got into a fight and she said, "I don't want to speak to you."
"I want to speak to you, but I want you to reach out first."
Oh, I took that literally. Stupid idiot. Oh. On Saturday, she said, "You pick the movie." What does that mean?
"You can pick any of Hugh Grant's rom-coms."
Oh, so The Rise of the Planet of the Apes was not the pick. Wait. I have one more. When she told me to have a good time with my friends, did she really mean it?
"Goodbye. It's time for my 4-hour bath now."
Oh. Thanks, Double X Translator. You've saved my life.
So call now and get your Double X Translator for half price. Don't waste any more time taking what your girl says literally.
I have to admit, I wasn't sure if a walk in the park was the best idea for a first date, but this has been so much fun.
Yes, and the weather has been absolutely perfect.
I know, right? Oh look, a dog park.
Oh my god, I love dogs.
Oh great, Me too. I had a Rottweiler named Noodle growing up.
No, I like love dogs.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, Puddles. No jumping, Puddles. I'm so sorry. Puddles is super friendly. He just loves jumping and licking people straight in the face. How silly.
Oh my god, don't worry about it. I love dogs, and they love me. Hi, Puddles. Hi there. You're so soft and fluffy, aren't you?
Yes, she is. She doesn't have burrs in her fur.
Aw, you would be even cuter with burrs in your fur. Yes, you would. Is she a golden doodle?
Yes.
Oh my god, you are just the cutest golden doodle I've ever seen. Yes, you are. You're so cute. I could eat you. I could bite your little nose. I could put your teeny tiny paws in a blender and drink them for breakfast.
What?
Has Puddles been spayed or neutered yet? She's clearly between 37 to 42 weeks of age, which puts her in a bracket way past the grace period, and she could be giving other dogs STDs. Has she been in the humping phase?
Sabrina, I think it's time to go.
Yes, she's been spayed.
We were just passing the dog park.
Oh, but she's just so cute, though. 5 more minutes of cuddles with Puddles. Oh my god, that is so cute and clever. Cuddles with Puddles. I'm buying you a doggy sweater with that written on the back.
She's not your dog.
Does she have all her vet shots? Does she have that new Shamrock dog toy that speaks with an Irish accent? What's her social security number?
Oh my god.
I just love dogs so much. I love this dog. I want this dog. This is my dog. I could just rip your little head off. You're so cute, Puddles. Oh my god, Sean, look. She's pooping. Look how cute. Aren't you the cutest pooper ever? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Oh, someone had steak for breakfast this morning. Yes, you did.
That smells foul.
I would let you shit all over my house. Yes, I would. Yes, I would, because I love you so much, because you're the cutest puppy ever.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. We'll let you get on your way.
Oh, don't worry. This happens at least 3 times a day.
Sean, take a picture of me with Puddles. Here, take my phone.
What? Is this a picture of Puddles as your lock screen background? When did you have time to do this?
Smile, Puddles.
All right, I think we better get to the groomers now.
Oh my god, you're going to look so precious. I love you so much. I love
it's
you so much.
It's time to go.
No.
Say goodbye.
Come back.
Come this way.
Puddles.
You'll see Puddles again sometime
for
soon.
You. I just love dogs so much.
This
no, Puddles,
ridiculous.
Come back.
Are you crying?
I just love dogs so much. I don't know if I'll ever get to see Puddles again.
Okay. I don't think we should see each other again.
What? Why?
I just don't think we're compatible, I guess.
Oh.
It was great meeting you. Bye.
Huh. Fuck that. I hate assholes who don't like dogs. I wonder if there's a dating app for other people who like dogs.